Dennis, the kids are home for a snow day, even though there's no snow to
not
keep them
most
occupied.
Places,
right.
Anyway.
In fact, the streets are looking free and clear, and some parents are tearing their hair out saying, what shall we do? Well, one organization that moved quickly to offer a solution for families was the Museum of Design Atlanta.
Laura Flushi is executive director of MoDA. She's here to tell us how an organization like that that tries to attract young folks responds when suddenly there's a snow day. Laura Flushi, welcome to A Closer Look.
Thank you.
Okay, so yesterday you kind of got the word that, all right, everything's going to shut down. How do you react to that? And then there's the complicated question of, all right, you want people to come in because there's a snow day, but you don't want them to get out on the roads if the roads are dangerous. So how do you walk that line?
That's a good question. We decided yesterday morning early that there were probably lots of parents in the immediate neighborhood that might be looking for something for their kids to do. We sent an e-blast out to everyone on our list and said, bring the kids. And then that hit the social media and people started sharing and it was a lot of fun.
So what did the kids do yesterday?
Yesterday, the kids worked with Legos. They worked with electronic circuitry kits called Little Bits. So for example, they can build a Lego house and then wire it.
We should have had that here.
Yeah, we'll bring it over.
Thank you.
And today we have those same opportunities for kids. Kids are free today, and we're also letting them make the snowflakes that didn't fall. We are the Museum of Design Atlanta. We are the only design museum in the southeastern United States. We're about 25 years old, but we moved to Midtown in 2011 and began to remake ourselves. We put on exhibitions about a whole range of design disciplines, but we also offer a lot of programs for adults. And we teach classes for kids. A lot of the classes are STEM and STEAM oriented. So they might learn programming. They might learn how to design an object that can be 3D printed or how to use circuitry kits, either in a class in the museum or in a camp in the summer. Kids are amazing at 3D printing. A lot of people come in just to watch our 3D printers work, but both kids and adults can enroll in classes. And they can learn to use easy 3D modeling programs to build anything from a Mayan pyramid to a robot to a Mockingjay pin. We also have programs for kids where they use their favorite video game Minecraft to build an object, and then we can export it and 3D print it for them.